A lot of people might have not seen it coming, and some don't even see it right now. But young people have absolutely changed the work economy, the entrepreneurship economy as well. They have redefined what it means to have a job and to earn an income. Many young people are now considered influencers. Whether you look at that word and that term as being infamous, or in the sense that these influencers are people that are known for bad things, bad press, bad practices, and influence young people in a negative way. And then there are those who look at the term influencer as young entrepreneurs who are using what they have in order to make an income in a very creative manner. And that's the way that I prefer to look at the term. And I believe that those who become influencers for nefarious reasons are the ones that we should consider the exception rather than the rule. It is a very good thing to study, the fact that young people are now transforming what it means to earn a living and to make an income. And it also just leads to the debate of, or the argument, or the conversation around age restrictions, right? Because we know that young people are not allowed to work or earn an income at a certain age. But I mean, these platforms are so easily accessible, and a lot of young people can easily say that they are an age that they are not, because they don't need to submit their IDs, which is not a practice I believe in, mind you. I don't think that the internet should be governed by these rules where we need to submit our IDs in order to prove how old we are. I absolutely, absolutely do not believe that's the right way to go. However, we do need to take measures to ensure that young people aren't exploited by old people, and that they themselves are not earning an income that they are not yet ready to manage and handle. There are many, many parents out there who have found themselves with celebrity toddlers that they've exploited and have made millions out of. As a result, there's been conflict, and some couples have ended up divorcing over this. This is very, very real stuff. So it just goes to show how important it is for these conversations to be had. And when I'm talking young people, I'm not just talking early 20s. I'm talking teenagers, right? I'm talking kids that are preteens, understand how the internet works and that they can become popular. Now, there was a time where a young person getting on Mixit, Mic33, or getting on these old social media platforms, MSM, I think it was called, Microsoft Messenger, MMS. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was MSM, the Microsoft Messenger thing on a computer. There was a time when interacting on those platforms was really not that dangerous and didn't change a person's life in a significant way. But now we find ourselves at a place where young kids who have access to Instagram and who have access to TikTok, who have access to Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, can drastically, radically change their lives by just creating content that other people want to watch. And you find them now having sponsors, being able to sell products just by creating good content. And this is something you might find ridiculous, that a teen or a preteen, how could they create something that the world is able to watch? We must remember and be humbled by the fact that God, when he gives talents, he does not choose how old you are when those talents become activated. So you might find a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old who plays sports in an incredible way, and he just starts filming himself and he has millions of people watching him because they find him entertaining. Or you might find a young person who can sing, can dance, can recite poems. And as a result, they gain a following, and through that following, they now are able to sell products, write books, give lessons, create online courses. This is the economy that young people have now created, right? Through YouTube has created hundreds and thousands of income earners who are young, and without YouTube, they might have struggled earning an income. This is something that we, living in the modern world, need to think about. And those of us who are young people living in countries such as South Africa, where job availability is just so difficult to comprehend, or there's just not a lot of access to jobs for a lot of young people. The lack of jobs is so high that it's difficult to sit down and compute and comprehend just how a country can fail young people to such an extent in terms of earning an income and getting jobs. So it is interesting, and it is something we should celebrate, that we live in a world where young people have totally redefined what it means to even have a job to begin with. Right. And we as young people need to embrace that fact that we live in such a world, and we need to do this with wisdom. So first of all, I want to talk about how this world can absolutely change a young person's life. I want to press that point further. There are young people who have become millionaires. I mean, they've not even reached their 30s. They've become millionaires. There are young people who have become incredibly influential, that everything they say, they have hundreds and thousands of people ready to listen to what they say, simply because they are talented, they are gifted, they are educated, and they have knowledge that people, other people online are their value, right? And as a result, this can radically and drastically change their income potential. It can change the amount of influence that they have on other young people. And I remember, I mean, growing up, there were influential people, young people, but not to the degree that they are now. Now it's to a point that a young person in a township in South Africa can influence young people across the world, young people in other parts of Africa, young people in Asia, in South or North America, in Europe, in Australia, in different continents. So it's important for us to have that vision, right, that to visualize that in our minds, so that we just understand how the landscape has shifted. The reason I say this is because those of us who are parents are going to have to step in and guide our young people instead of trying to force them not to exist on these platforms. We're going to have to become coaches, trainers, mentors. We're going to have to now surround our kids with mentors who are going to be able to train them not just on how to use their talent on these platforms, but also how to manage the fame, the hype, all these negative comments that they might be getting online as a result. So this is the real new economy that has been created by young people, and it exists right in front of us. And the reason that we're seeing more and more young people entering the space is because they have role models that exist on these platforms, right? And when you see a role model do something, you end up being inspired to do the very same thing. And unbeknownst to you, that thing ends up working out. You know, you didn't even know that you'd end up becoming the world's most famous player in terms of football, or the world's most famous gamer, the world's most famous young singer. You know, you didn't even know that you'd get that to that level of fame. And you as a parent need to understand that the more you try to hide and bury this world to your child, they are going to discover it elsewhere, and they won't have you as a mentor to help them navigate the space, to become their shield, their place of comfort, and the place that they run to. And as a young person, you need to understand and acknowledge this. You do not have what it takes. You do not have it built in you automatically, right? To know how to cope with fame, to know how to handle the money that comes with fame. This is something that you need to accept with humility, understand with humility, that the world out there doesn't care as much about you as the people in your immediate circle, the people that you are go to school with, the friends that you go to school with, your aunts, your uncles, your parents. People in the broader internet world don't care about you as much. So they will say negative things about you, right? And they will pressure you to do things that are just unspeakable. And these are things that as young people need to understand, keep in our hearts, be mature enough to admit, right? That we don't have what it takes to handle all of that. And in that way, we will be able to navigate this new world, this new economy, this redefined world of online entrepreneurship in a different way. Don't be afraid to seek for help from a guardian, a parent, an uncle who you know is savvy and knows how to handle money or runs businesses. Don't be afraid to ask for guidance. Don't think that being 12, you know, or being 11 means you know better than them simply because you watch more YouTube than them. They understand money. They understand entrepreneurship. They understand business. They know what it means to have a bank account, to save, and to go to therapy when you've been overwhelmed. These are things that we need to consider as young people.
The rise of the creator economy, our young people are changing economy and jobs and entrepreneurship in this year and in the decades to come. And that is what we're talking about. That's our theme for discussion for this evening. And I thought it worthwhile that we can have a look at this and see if there's anything that, well, not see if there is anything, there obviously are stuff, but I think we need to discuss it because it's a bit different. And the problem that I feel that a lot of people don't necessarily understand from it is that the creator economy is almost like the professional sports economy. There are hundreds of people that feel that they can do it, but there's very, very small amount, a handful of people that can actually make it work. And I'm telling you that because I want you to realize that there's no wrong in wanting to do it. There's no wrong in wanting to be a creator or an influencer, but I've noticed that the trend has changed quite a bit the last couple of, I almost want to say in the year 2023 and probably in the year 2024 further, that those people that are trending on TikTok and on Instagram Reels, which is the social media that I use, is they've already have a job, and that is what sort of gives them the entitlement to do proper content on TikTok and on Instagram. So for instance, there's this lady that built her own aeroplane, and then she traveled with her aeroplane from Cape Town, might not have been Cape Town, Johannesburg, Grand Central, I think now on hindsight, all the way to Cairo and back with her own plane. And she's like 18 years old. Now she's obviously trending on Instagram, was trending on Instagram because she uploaded these videos and you were able to check them and you were able to almost travel with her. Having said that, she is probably generating some sort of income from social media, but she had a lot of money to start with because not everyone is able to afford an aeroplane. Right, those you think owning a car, owning a horse is expensive. That thing is very, very expensive. And she had the opportunity to do that. Now, there's another guy as well that he's got a lot of sponsors with guitar playing and making music and stuff like that. But he wasn't very able, the very well-educated musician, before he started making reels and stuff on Instagram. In other words, he had the capability to do something else before he started making money on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube as well. So what am I trying to tell you here? That it's very cool to redefine entrepreneurship and to redefine the economy that or the economics of being a content creator. But do bear in mind that those people that you do follow, I firmly believe this, that a lot of the people that we do follow have a fallback of income. What does that mean? They've got two streams of income, right? So they are already generating income by one way or another. They are generating income by being a professional pilot. They are generating income by being a professional athlete or a professional musician. And that is what enables them then further to go and to do these content or to create the content. Also, have a look at the stuff that they are producing. You can see that a lot of money has been invested in the way that they create videos and stuff. You need to have loads of money. Now, it's not that expensive buying yourself an external sound card and a proper microphone. You do need to spend some time in order to get a different stream of income and then use that stream of income or the knowledge that you've gained from that stream of income to actually then generate income on YouTube or on TikTok. I'm not going to watch YouTube videos of people training me how to, I don't know, prune roses for that matter. If they're not able to show me the thousands of roses they have and which they are currently pruning. If they only got 3 roses and then telling me I'm going to teach you how to prune roses now, I'm not going to watch that video. You understand what I mean? Because they obviously don't have the experience. If they've got 3 roses, I've got 10. I need to study or see or learn from someone that's got 20. Someone that at least got the double the amount that I have. Right, and that is just what I firmly believe. That's why I feel that is what's creating good content. And you would be able to create good content the moment you have a knack for things, right? But now, how that is changing is that you need to be educated in one thing, and then you should use TikTok or Instagram as a sideline, and then that can become your mainstream income. Another guy that I'm following, his website's called, or his YouTube channel is called Serpa Design, and he builds this wonderful, beautiful vivariums with plants and orchids, and he keeps animals in them. But he started doing that, and then he realized, listen, I can film this process. Then he started filming the process, but he already had like 20 or 30 animals in vivariums taken care of. Then people started watching it. Then he started generating income from Google. Now he's 13 years into it. I might be wrong, but I think he's almost 13 years into it. He's at such a way or such a place that he can actually do it without having to generate a second income. So that is my viewpoint on it. That's what I believe. That's how I feel we can approach creator content. Create a stream of income and use content and creation of content as a second stream of income.